what I think we'll do today is we'll first make a couple of the items, and then maybe the second half of this year we'll talk about more extensively tilt on that side. So yesterday we got up to Mount Gimel and Aleph. So we had Rav Yosef's answer. Rav Yosef explained Rav Chista as being based off the principle of little Mechan. So the Gemara asks, Tashma, Nosnin Kli Tachas Amer L'Kabel Mitzotzos, it should be Aser, because you're Mevatel the Kli Mechan. Ravuna Vidri Yeshua Mitzotzen Ben Mam. Does that mean they're mamish and mamish not mamish? It doesn't seem that way. Rashi points out. Ein behen mamish. Mocha litlan achash enaflu l'tocha. So our Gerson Rashi says litlan. In other words, these ashes, when I say in Bamamish, it means it's very insignificant, it's very small, it's like a little piece of ash. And that's usually what you see when a spark lands. And it's telling us that since I could take off this little piece of ash from the plate, let's say, so then there's no bittul klei mechana, because I could remove it. Bittul klei mechana is because you're mechavro betit. You've made your plate kilo nailed to the table. Well, it's not nailed to the table. I could simply remove the remnant of the spark. Now, the Magen Avraham, the Rosh Hashanah sends you to this Magen Avraham over here, doesn't think that's the correct use. It's inconceivable. How could it be that I can move it? It's muksa, isn't it? Whatever it is, it's a very small thing. Very insignificant thing. Almost. So, he says the girsa is litlo. Muta litlo. Meaning to say, you can move the plate. The little ash that's remaining on the plate doesn't restrict the movement of the plate. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? In other words, I want to move the plate, right? It's tiltum and atzav, tzav by my mutter. And I'm doing that. Maybe the Chiddush is that since it's so insignificant, saying, well, mamish, even if you generally hold tiltum and atzav, tzav by my mutter is aser, see if there is such an opinion. This is mutter because it's ambo mamish. So maybe a little more pashut that you don't need to do niyur. We'll see a little later that the halacha is that let's say I have something muksa on top of a barrel. I have a stone on the top of the barrel of wine. So I should do niyur. I should tilt the barrel over and let the stone fall. If I can't do niyur, like surrounding other barrels and they would break, so then I'm allowed to pick up the barrel of wine and move it over to the side and then tilt it over. Because if you could do near, you must do near, and if you can't, even if, but assume for the time being, they'll both tilt them on that side. So the point is over here, yeah, this ash is so insignificant that it's bottled to the clay and it doesn't restrict the movement of the clay. That's the chiddush over here. The chiddush of our Gemara is and when you have something that's embo mamish, it doesn't restrict the movement of the thing that it's on top of. And you could move, mutter litlo, you could move the kli without any of the normal restrictions that would apply if that's had more chashivus. That's the chiddush, l'chora, according to Magen Avraham.
Meaning, you have to say there's a chiddush both in tiltum and atzav and in basis, no?
No, it came in the middle of Shabbos, there's no basis. Talk about buses, fans, and shops, and toasts, and all. But for now, right? This is the chiddush is you're allowed to move this kli to capture the spark. So it wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos, and you're moving the kli to capture the spark. You don't want your house, your dorm room to fall, catch on fire. So now it's there, sitting there. This little spark is on your thing. So mutalitlo, I'm allowed to move the plate around. Why? Because it's insignificant. So the insignificant spark doesn't limit the tiltle of the kli.
Yeah. You're no different than shiurei kosos, right?
Maybe this is very similar to the hatter of shiurei kosos.
Mm-hmm. But that's a boss's issue. It wouldn't be.
Well, let's say it was shiurei kosos from Shabbos. The guy came, or you drank on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll talk about that. Well, it's a good sushtel, and when we get there, we'll think about that. However, if you have argyers in Rashi, and the Alei Rabba defends argyers in Rashi, so what's the pshat? So how do you see from here, right, so according to Rashi, argyers in Rashi, you're actually allowed to move that little ash. Why is that? Ein bo mamish, but again, ein bo mamish be'enei bnei adam. It's like, this is insignificant, this is garnish, but it's something. So why is it mutter? So maybe you see from here that with respect to the halachos of muksa, when you have something that's mamish insignificant, it's not, there's no iser tiltal on that. And this is a discussion in the poskim. If you want to take a look at the Piskei Tshuvos and Simon Shinyu tests, in 358, he discusses this. He claims that the Chazon Ish agrees to this. Maybe it's not so clear whether the Chazon Ish agrees or doesn't agree. It's a discussion in the poskim. Say somebody has a bug crawling on their shoulder. You want to flick it away. In bo mamish. Maybe bugs are ish bo mamish. So we'll have to keep our eyes open for evidence for or against this proposition. We know garbage is muksa. If we don't say something that has no value, is it muksa? Right? There's a whole discussion about what happens when you have, like, nutshells, shells from the nuts on your table, how do you deal with it, beishama, beisilam. But it's also to figure out the gader, hadavar. But maybe there is this concept that certain things that might normally be muksa, that's in by mamish, muta litlo, you're allowed to, they're not going to be restricted in terms of muksa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could it be that the pshat in the Rabbi's Rashi is not that it's not chashuv, but that it's like the shalheves?
We're talking about a live.
The nitzos is a little fire,
right? And therefore, what? Shalheves is muksa.
Shalheves is muksa because of
shalheves. The candle.
No, like we're already not saying hutsa in other areas, like or mila.
Right.
Should be shalheves is considered in mamish.
Yeah.
Where we read saying that for muksa for sure.
Well, that's a good question.
That's what I was coming from those areas of halacha, not
so. So one very interesting, important question, which I think we'll get back to a little later, is the Gemara does say, as we saw yesterday quoted in Tosfos, that Hanach Laner Shem and Upsila, they're the Muksa, because they're bosses to the Shalhaves, which raises the question, and you're highlighting the Devi the question, which is, why Shalhaves is Ample Mamish? So why should they even be Muksa? And there's an even more straightforward question, which is, even if it's Yeshva Mamish, it should be Muksa, because I could use it. It's very helpful. It illuminates my room. And why a Shalheves is Muksa is a very interesting question. If you say one possibility is that it doesn't have Taras Kli, of course it's useful. It doesn't have Taras Kli. So Machlokas Rishonim about that question, seemingly. The Ramban and Ravid and Meir about whether something that doesn't have Taras Kli but has a use, firewood on Yantif is Muksa. Or maybe it's because it's Nolad. The Shalheves is new every second. That's what some Achronim say. Or maybe because you're Maktel and Makomo, there's no way of moving it. Just Chazon Ish says it. Anyway, it's an important question to think about. Now is not the time, but you're raising a very interesting question. Not at all clear why that should be. And we'll have to get back to that. And then interesting application in terms of light bulbs and LED bulbs. So we'll get there. But L'chayra, that's not going to help you here, because unless you say the Shalhavis is Yeshbo Mamish and the Zainbo Mamish.
No, but that would be fine. No, I didn't.
Okay. So go on in the Gemara. L'chein Karsh Nishbira, Toshmach and Karsh Nishbira, Somcha, Osa, Vesavsa, Ober Ucho Samita, Tirafi, Yibai Shalkir Lais, you're not Mevato, it's not stuck in its place. Tashmanos, Litach, Zadal, Vishabis, Zadal, Faroi, this is a discussion over here. I'm not going to get into it now. How much water do you need? Roy Freshtia, but not really. Behema. Tashma, Kovin is a sal, if ne afrochem, shial vier. Kasavar, Motel, the Taltala. No, but don't believe me, you can move this up. Hatani also the Taltala. Vote in a love when the chicks are on the sal. You can't move it. Vatanya afal pish ein odin alav aser. So Amir Yabal, Bodanov called Dana Shmoshes. Amigdis Katel Dana Shmoshes Katel Kolyama. So if the Afochim are on the Sal, all Dana Shmoshes, then we say Amigdis Katsai. And it's aser to be metalt on the Sal even after the Afochim jump off. But otherwise, it would depend, Bukhara, if they're on it, it's aser, otherwise it's much. Now, a diuk to note, we're not going to discuss this now, we'll get back to it later. But the Lashon Gemara sounds like to become a basis, you need Odin al Kol Bein Hashmashos, not just part of Bein Hashmashos. The Rashi maybe undermines that diuk. Aval Nasnu Sham Mishachashecha Mutter. So that's something we'll have to think about, but we'll get back to that a little later. Tosfos over here. There's two Tosfos. That brings up some important issues. I'll do the first Tosfos, Ba'odam. Ava Acher Sheyardu Mutter L'Taltala. Nivra L'Ri, T'Kasavrei Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos. In other words, Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos means what happens if something was Ra'ui and then became non-Ra'ui and now became Ra'ui again. Do we say that it remains in its state of muksa or not? So over here we're saying it doesn't remain in the state of muksa. In other words, as long as the afrochim are on this, then it's also a tautala. Once they jump off, it becomes mutter. So this must be going like the opinion of ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. L'manda amar gargain tzadim di'ish muksa, also tautala. Af achashir. If you hold Yesh Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, then even after the birds jump off, we remain Muksa. See here, by the way, Tosas is being mashed Muksa to Basis. Just like there's a debate about Yesh Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos or Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, so there's a debate basically about Yesh Basis, L'Chatzi Shabbos, the Ein Basis. That might tell you something about the nature of Basis, and it's an important discussion, which we'll get back to later. What is basis? Is basis just an example of muksa? Is basis because it's batel to the kli? The heter is batel to the iser. So it's a hara that Tosfos takes for granted that these two shilos are the same thing. So that's fine, good. This makes lots of sense according to that opinion. Chashal Rashba, mandari yish muksa l'chatzi shabbos. How is he going to explain? My kovenas asal nefroka. Tosis proves that we paskin that asa levato kli mechana. Why? Because the Gemara in a number of places takes for granted that that's the case. Dibso pirkin, parkstama, dehashas, parkavato kli mechana, achim karifanim, imkarif basra, parkhalib dirafuna, apagavu matzino shay savor came. Lukulayama asa levato kli mechana. Yesh lomar. Delamand amar yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Hach the kovin as a sal with Huki Kirevi Shimon. But he did. I shall with Tatal as Alk Shear. I feel we just got tell when Ashman shows. It's got tell Kulyama last night. Daha. Ma dear Listape. Min on near Shakava. You know, there's a whole debate about Yesh Mukhsahat Shabbos, Yesh Mukhsahat Shabbos. Is within a view of a view that holds. Maybe just got tell. So if you hold Miku Diskatzai Ben Ashmashos, it's Katzai Kol Yoma, maybe you'll even say Miku Diskatzai for 1 minute on Shabbos, it's Katzai for the rest of Shabbos. But if you don't hold the Miku Diskatzai, like Rabbi Shimon, who's not dear, most are Shamshim there, so certainly you won't hold the Muksa L'Chatzai Shabbos. So you can't bring a Raya to that question because the whole debate of Muksa L'Chatzai Shabbos is only within a view. Ina, how do you explain the Shabbos? I will achil lo l'tot. This is a very interesting idea. Why? You mentioned yesterday that there's a possibility to distinguish between muksal achil and muksal l'tot. That some chronim even argue that these two restrictions upon muksa were instituted at different times. And what we see over here is that they may have a different level of severity. Muksa l'chatzai Shabbos means that it's asur b'achila. So if something became inedible for part of Shabbos, let's say the food started off Shabbos as being edible, then it rained on it and it became gross. And now the sun shined on it and it became edible again. So we'll say it remains. Aser be'achila. But it's going to be mutter, the tilta. And we're splitting it for this respect. The Gemara has this idea in a couple of places. Tosis isn't making it up. Kuf Chav Chesem et Aleph, we say that there's, I think it was Rav, who says Paskins like Rabbi Shimon with respect to Muksa B'Tiltel, with Rabbi Yehuda, with respect to Muksa B'Achila, you'll have a band of Avdalad in the base. And this might be evidence for the idea that we referred to yesterday, which is that the Isser Achila of Muksa is more chamor, yet maybe even instituted at a different time, deraisa, or asmachu akra, not deraisa, and therefore treated more stringently, and therefore we're going to apply chumras to that we won't apply to here. One way, maybe, to understand it is that if you say the Isser Tiltel Muksa relates more to Zera Atu Hotsa, which is intuitive. So the point is that there were never Gozer Hotsa, Atu Hotsa, obviously, for the things that you could use. A lot of eat your food. Not worried. It's a possibility that, you know, if you start eating it, you'll walk outside in the middle, but they weren't concerned about that. Otherwise, it wouldn't be. So, therefore, since this is what we know, so there's not going to be an Isser Tiltel. Masha'en came, the other tzad, the Isser Achila, which relates to lack of Hachana, maybe it's based off this Nachta. So, the question is, do you need a chana mivod yom, or if you hold yetz muksa l'chatzai Shabbos, if it's not muchan for even part of Shabbos, it remains muksa, and therefore, perhaps, it's going to be aser v'achila, and remain aser v'achila. That's the chiddush of yetz muksa l'chatzai Shabbos, that a lack of hachana, even for part of Shabbos, remains. And since it's coming out to lack of hachana, it asers achila, but it doesn't aser tiltel. Total is only also a zera to otsa. There's never a zera to otsa for anything that has a current use.
No.
We say in Shetobah or something to be Ishmashos.
No, we do. But that's in, only in this respect. In other words, we, the Chumrah of... we say Migu D'Iskatsai with the Chumrah of Muksa L'Chati Shabbos is only said with respect to this. Yeah.
Well, the Gemara uses the lashon that we'd hold like Rabbi Yehuda leading Achila, but not leading Toto.
That's right.
Right. So that's, again, Rabbi Yehuda, the two Hagdara they gave yesterday is only Din Hafasah, not Din Toto. So how are we now making another Hagdara
No, in Rabbi Yehuda? That's Yehuda's not necessarily true. Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa. Right? And Muksa, Lamais, everybody agrees, Muksa creates Nisr Achila and a Nisr Toto. Generally speaking, we're not machalik. Maybe under certain circumstances, certain amorim are machalik. In the next Tosos, Bodin Alav Kolbein Hashmashos, Tema, Hakim to be Yadol Aficha B'Mahata, Hadigam of the Adam, the Lesson Lameim Amigud is Katsoil Ben Hashmashos, Kimucha Krakin Tzad, the Parach Rebbe Zeira, Lamanda Vishmash Lachati Shabbos, Papul and Vadashin, Dimivashlim biyantiv to make our achaz brachos. Kishadinu bikdeira idchulu. Gamu bishulayu ishulu. My Bible time, I think she called there's the alma, like there's the shabsa, they have a chance to also say. Laorta kachlina minayus. Ella, gamu de adam welcoming by lay. Kikami by lay, gamu de shemai. Why it says like this? You hold the Yeshmuk Slachati Shabbos, so when you cook on Yantef, cook beans. Originally they're edible. In the middle of the cooking process, they become inedible. Then they become edible, then why are you allowed to eat it? Why don't we say Yeshmuk Slachati Shabbos? Unless it's for that matter, every pot on Banish Mashos, you left your chicken soup boiling on the stove. So you can't eat it, Banish Mashos, you burn yourself. And yet, come off the show and your chicken soup. Nobody ever said that's muksa. Elamai, gamu b'di'adam. That's the cool gamu b'di'adam. So here too, it's gamu b'di'adam. Why? You can eschew these birds off the tzah. Yesh lomar. Shani g'deiros. Emay etzarech l'hu b'en ashman shos hayim mekavra. Not sure exactly how you carry them so quickly. You can put them in the freezer. Then somehow or another, you can even carry them. You're not carrying that much because it can be pretty hot soup. Chayn pulin v'adashin v'tzono she is bashel lo shum tichur. Now this is very interesting because what do you mean? But you can't in that middle state, right? The pulin v'adashin. They start off edible. They end up edible. Middle state. You know, for the 1 hour that they cook, they're inedible. So you can't, there's nothing biyada, there's nothing. Other than waiting a half hour for them to finish cooking, there's nothing you could do. But Tosa says, yeah, but you wish that these were edible the whole way through. If I had my way, Pulin Badashan would cook and remain edible the whole time. What can I do? I'm not in charge. What can I do? I'm not in charge. Abahacha, Ritzonu Shialu Afrochim Alasal. I'm the one who put the sal down so these Afrochim could jump into their cage. Shekach Kapo. Dare Shach, Asikto, so Litzarkan. Needless that's even a smashos, it's got terrible yoga. As what Tosus is telling us, is a very interesting point, which is we say Migu Diskatsai in a sense in one of two situations. One is where you want the muksa to be there, even though it's biyado avicham. Or two is that you don't want it to be there necessarily, but there's nothing you could do about it. Or if you want to say it the other way, we'll say gamu b'di adam if either A, efshar l'sakno, if you want, like the case of the... hot pot, or B, even as a EF shalasakno, if you wish if you would have preferred that this not be in a state of inaccessibility. Now, I don't think we're going to do the details now, but this discussion, and we'll get, as we sort of return to it, is very relevant for a lot of different things. For example, if you have laundry that was wet, bein hashmashos, and then it dries, right? You put up laundry to dry a couple hours before Shabbos, your shirt's still wet, but you wear it the next morning. What would you say is kalim d'yada? Right, so obviously, there's nothing you could do about it to make it rowdy. But would you say it's more like the case of the pool in Nadasha? And we know that food, which is an edible Danish mashos, is not muksa, right? Like Kedera Chaisa, you're allowed to put up your chalet right before Shabbos, even though it's totally inedible. And there's no concern for Shia because it's Kedera Chaisa. So, what about that? What about the laundry? This is an important question, something to think about. This tosfos and these two types of cast vases, Amri Adam, is a very important source, which Bezos is going to go back to. So the Gemara then gives another explanation. Rav Yitzchak, he disagrees with Rav Chista, and he has a different explanation for the Mishnah. According to Tosis, is a new explanation. According to Rashi, we sort of saw it before. Shem she'enos nekli tachas tarnavolas v'kabal v'tzasa kach ein kovin ala kli v'shvil shalot shishal there. Why? Because sabin kli nital al tzav davar hanital v'shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei kolani t'yufta v'shani v'tzarech l'makom. Says Rashi, v'shtamesh v'makom akli. The point is that you could move the kli for all these cases because of the tzarech tam sheino nita. But once you picked it up, so then molicha l'makom shiyirta. So Tosfos, in a couple of places, among them, I think, Gimel and Beis and Beya, says, you see from here an important yisod, which is what? That when you start carrying something better, like in this case, the tzarech makomo, then you could continue to move it and put it away in the place that you want. Really? We mentioned yesterday that the Gaon says that's only true for kelim, not for actual muksa, but here we're talking about kelim. The idea, especially if you take the broader explanation of the Ramah, which is it's treatment for muksa, so I think what the Willoughby explains is, this gets to an interesting question, the Isser of muksa, is the Isser picking it up, or is the Isser carrying it? So if it's Ato Otsa, maybe it's picking it up. That's what this would indicate. Because why would we say that it's mutter once you're carrying it, to put it away? Because the Isser is not tiltal per se, it's picking it up. Or if you want to look at it a little differently, is it more like a hotza, or a mavir daladamos precious around it? Hotza requires an akira. Anyhow, one way or the other, Tosos over here, sorry, Rashi over here, says that the heter of for Rabbi Yitzchak is that once you've picked it up with Tzarech Makomo, so then you could do whatever you want with it. And even though he might have just said that that's only true for within Rabbi Yitzchak's world, we accept this at the very least for all kelim, and maybe even for all cases in Muksa.
Rabbi, isn't the Lashon Rashi Mashma that even if you haven't picked it up yet, the fact that you have a heter to remove it with Sarfim Koman means if you move it with Sarfim Koman,
then the whole heter is out the window. The issue is out the window. Anytime you wanted to ever move a kli with Sarfim Koman, it would be mutter, because you have a heter to remove it with Sarfim Koman.
No, but you have to be able to use it to nail. You need its makom, no?
Yeah, you now need the makom. So anytime I pick it up, because I need the makom, then I can go do with it what I wish. So if I want to put it down so that the there's a basket on my chair, so I could pick it up, so I could sit down. Once I'm carrying it, I don't have to move it to the shelf. I could move it to put it down in front of my chicken coop, and now the chicks can jump in and use it to enter their coop.
I don't understand whether you think it's about that concept. Meaning,
I have to, in that case, right? I'm moving it with Sarach Makom. I need the makom that this kli is occupying. Mm-hmm. And if I need the makom that the kli is occupying, so it's Sarach Makomo, so then I can do with it what I wish, even though I'm going to be end up moving it in a way that's Litzarach Damar Aser. But if I don't need it, Litzarach Makomo, the fact that theoretically I could have used it, Litzarach Makomo, isn't enough. Anything could then be more different than Litzarach Makomo. I'm not allowed to go ahead. Let's take the Mishnah, right? I'm not allowed to go ahead and take this plate and put it under an egg, or even put it on top of an egg.
But you never want whatever. No. So whatever. Well, mice, what I was thinking is actually before this, I apologize.
Okay, good. So the Gemara answers. Gemara goes on. Tashma, parsin machatzelas, machatzalos, adami avanu shabbos. Avanu makur zalos. Tashma, parsin machatzalos, adami avanu shabbos. Tishtaymer binyana, dechazia lemizgalai. Rashi says in a couple of places, and therefore they have taras kli. Tashma, parsin machatzelas, avgave kaveris devolim shabbos. It's not the tzarf davar aser. Sounds a little bit like in the Havamina, you did not leave over a place for them to escape. You've entirely sealed off this beehive. And yet, it's mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because you're not miskaven lots of. Why should that be? It's psikration. Yeah, it's true. My whole intent is only, yeah, I have no intent to do tzed on these bees. But at the end of the day, it's a psikration. So Tosfos and Beya Ramid Zion and Beis asked this question. I think it's a very interesting answer. That we're talking about a case where there's a little hole. The Dvorim can't see it. But it's still there, Shem is coming. They might bump into it. And therefore, it's going to be also going to be done much according to Shem. Which is an interesting and important concept in the subject of Shem is coming. Another answer that you might be able to say for some Achronim and maybe some Rishonim is that Tzed is different. There's a Rashba by Tzed, which implies that this Seda psikresha, when you're not machavin latsud, might be mutter.
Where is this, actually?
there's an Avnei Nezer that likes this Rashba. Rashba explains that it's because, the way he explains it, maybe it's because it's Seda is not, it's like a Malacha Grua, in the sense that you haven't changed the object. It's an interesting question. It's now a trapped animal. Is that different? Anyway, now's not time to get into it, but that could be another way to answer this question. The Aruch brings a raya, I think, from here to Ishita, what? Kavala. The Aruch brings a raya from Ishita over here to the Matir, the Psikration of the Lomichon, right? And.
Where is this, sorry?
The Aruch is in a couple of places where they argue about Dabshin is copying. And Lachshin, where is it? Kavala? The only one. The Machlokas by Davish. Okay. And then, I don't know if this would help or not, but Tosus over here is talking about a case where, that Tosus over here says we're talking about a case of Ein Bemino Mitzo. There's a discussion about that for bees, honeybees. But then you could answer, according to those Rishonim who are maker for a psik reishon and nisar derabanan, so that you could say that's why this is mutter. Okay, another answer. Ravashi Amar, Mikitani Gnosachama, Gnosach Shamir, Vachamne Achama, Gshamne Yoshamir, Tani. Yomi Nisan of Yomi Tishrei, Kachama, Vika Gshamim, Vika Dash. Amul Rav Sheshas. Kuku va'amrule l'vitzchak k'far tergma r'vuna l'shmaitich b'vata d'am r'vuna ozim l'chitza l'meis b'shabes l'meis b'shvil chai then ozim l'chitza l'meis b'shvil meis. Why? Because that would be an example of kli nita l'tzarach d'avashen onita l'meis is muksa. We already alluded to yesterday, it's an interesting question, why is it so pasha l'meis is muksa? Ma'ai hi d'abar l'av shmua b'yuda l'chem tana Shila, Mari, Mezamot Ulchama, Bayan Shnebni Anna, Yoshim Batido, Chamla Hemelamata, Revi Nita, Yoshim Alev, Revi Nita, Yoshim Alev, Chamla Hemelamala, Revi Machat Sawas of Barzan Alev, Zezo, Revi Nita, Zezo, Nishma, Volichlo, Zezo, Revi Nita, Zezo, Nishma, Volichlo. So here you have a problem. You have this mace, it's Bachama, you need to figure out a way to put it in the shape. But if you hold like Rav Yitzchak, so you can't just make a tent. So you do a harama, and in that harama you make this canopy. That's how you do it. You see here that harama is mutter. Now, maybe this is only by the Yitzchak's chumrah. Because it's big chumrah and clean it up, so it's matir harama. But we'll see, and there's more later on, that we hold that harama's mutter also for klishma of the lesser. Let's say you have a something that you want to save. Lishmal to Lisser is Aser to move. Echam Hotel. Can you make up, invent a Tzarchufo or Tzarchukomo? And actually, the Gedder Advarim is subject to a Machlokas. But more or less, Mishavur says it's Mutter. So you should only rely on this if you don't have a better option. And so, from this Gemara and from those Gemaras, you see that Harama is Mutter. In terms of the restrictions on total kela, like the Yitzchak's restrictions, or that we don't accept the Yitzchak's restrictions, for the restrictions that we do accept. Now, there's another clue over here. Tosas points out that the Yitzchak is also made kill perhaps in Meruba. Yesh ladun. Is it mutter to move other forms of muksa for Hafsi Meruba? Or again, do we say that this is a special leniency, maybe only Caleb, or maybe only Reb Yitzchak. So there are some achronim, like the base mayor, Shinlam Dalin, fifth base. And he's medayik this from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is Reisham Chavav, fifth tes, that the makom hefsid meruba, you would be allowed to move baksa. The case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is where you came in late on your animal, your donkey has some books on it, and it's fragile, and you can't put pillows underneath it because that would be vital being a chano, and you have no other option, so then you could carefully take them off. Now, this comes up a lot. Let's say a person has they open up their freezer, take out some ice cream for dessert, and as they take it out, $65 Yontif roast falls on the floor. Oh my goodness. I think for most of us, probably $65 is absolutely bad. I mean, not for everybody. We'll talk about whether meat is actually muksa or not. We'll get there later. Maybe it's not, maybe it is. We say it's chazilachos. Nowadays, maybe it's not chazilachos. An interesting question, though, is from the Hemshah Ligma, we're going to see that you're not allowed to move a mace, for example, to save it from the fire, except for maybe a special dispensation, because it's focused on Nayim. But otherwise, you couldn't. What's a bigger tzairach? A $65 roast or a mace burning up? Right? So I would imagine. I'd rather lose my roast than lose my mace. So if you're going to hold it this kula, it would seem that the kula was only instituted with respect to a hefsid meruba, as opposed to any tzorach gadol. Sometimes, in some areas of halacha, hefsid meruba and tzorach gadol are more or less the same. Like the Rama writes that you know, when he says it's motiv makom hafsid, it's any type of very extreme need. The answer is that's a little different. Because in that case, the Rama writes when he says in Shulchan Aruch, you know, this is motiv makom hafsid, he's saying that really mikra din it's mutter, but one should generally be machmir because of the kavod of the machmirim, but makom shasat chak or hafsid or tzorch gadol or the like, then you could be mikra. But that's not the pshat over here. You hold that this is a kula across the board in muksa. If you hold it's a kula across the board in muksa, you'd have to say the pshat is that lo tiknu b'makom hafsid meruba. So anything that qualifies as hafsid meruba, the mace getting burnt up is an hafsid meruba. It's obviously something that is very upsetting, and you might even lose out on it. It's a pura. It's very troublesome, but it's not a hafsid meruba, and therefore the kula wouldn't apply. Itzmar. Meis hamut al-chama, avyud ha-mashmur al-hokfom al-kitom-lita, avchanin ha-bashalmi ha-mashmeid ha-rab-amar, maniach al-akikar ha-tinok mutam. Hecha dek ha-kikar ha-tinok, liam lo fligi, dishari, fligi to last light. Mar sa-abar, benatza, tilto benatza, shnei tilto, and therefore, Rab holds that there's no heter of Hokom and Mitel Mita. Mar Savar, Lo Shmei Tilto. Shmuel holds, Lo Shmei Tilto. Therefore, it's Mita. What does Tilto mean outside mean? Rashi says, Kalachar Yad. Rashi might say this in other places as well. Look at Kufna Mal and Manoah. The Rabbis would like Miss Rashi that it would even mutter to move it with your hands, memita al-mita, like to roll the mace. In other words, tilto min hatzad doesn't mean what we usually think it means, namely indirect movement. And hokom memita al-mita dafka means, you know, you pick up the, you know, this is the mace, you go like this, and then you go like that. No, even if you were to do it with your hands. But it's kalachar yad. We'll see. that there might be other Rishonim that say similar things, though, generally speaking, this is the opinion of other Rishonim, Toto Menat Sadafka means indirect movement, as we'll see shortly. So the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai, Eimet Selma Sadeh Zmanad Leka, Amr Yudhan Lakish, Shemat Shemat Selza Meis Mibnad Leka. The Gemara says, Hei Chidam Yidik, Av Tika, Kika Otino, Ay Tam Tana Kama. Everybody agrees that Kika Otino is Mutu. We pass in Kika Otino, it's only Mutu for Meis. Wamil Meis Bobad. Maybe it's also said by Kayla. That relates to the case of Shulman Maducha, we'll get there. But at least by Meis, the Gemara takes for granted everybody holds the head of Kika Otino. Like they send Shlomo Melech. Idaleka, my time to even Lakish. I love the tilt of an outside. Pleegi. Mar Savar, tilt of an outside. Shmei Tilto. Mar Savar, lo Shmei Tilto. Well, Kulam tilt of an outside. Shmei Tilto. Tosa says, you see from here, the Gemara could have just as easily said, Kulayama lo Shmei Tilto. And Heiner time and said the same thing. See from here that we paskin tiltum and atzad, ishmei tiltum. The mitzvah is docha that raya, though we might agree with the conclusion. So Heiner time de Rabbi Yehuda de Lakish, to Tosh Adam Baal Ameso, ilo shayis leasi lechbuye. I'll read it there. Then Shila, Asim, Yochanan, Halach, and Yehuda. So, this is a very big sugya. And the Rishonim were very troubled by Stephen Sugyos. The first to ask this question, I think, is the Rif. And the Rif asked the Shaila that here we seem to paskin Toltum and Atzad, Shmei Tilto. And yet later on, there's a debate between the Rabbanan and Rav Lazar ben Todai about sticking a needle into a buried fruit. If the fruit is partially exposed, it's mutter kulayama. But if it's entirely covered, so this is debate. The Gemara says this debate hinges on the question of tiltum natsad. And then we pass on the hakel, tiltum natsad is lo shmei tiltum. The Rif gives an answer. The answer is a little ambiguous, and thus the Rishonim debate what exactly he means. Though the simplest reading of the Rif sounds like he's saying that there's a heter. Tiltum and Atzad with Tark Shabbos. So if you're Tiltum to Tark Shabbos, it's Mutter. Moving the mace isn't Tark Shabbos. Moving the mace is what? It's Tark Mace. It could even be Tark Mitzvah Svura. But it's not Tark Shabbos. Whereas in the case of the fruit that's buried, that's Tark Shabbos. I want to eat the fruit. And that's why it's Mutter.
So Torah Shabbos doesn't mean Torah for today, it means Torah for a mitzvah of Shabbos, like one of Shabbos?
So,
because another way you're using the law.
It's a good point. So we will see that the Ritva, at the very least, says it that way. Maybe from the Rif, it's unclear, but remember, he's trying to be Miyashev, the question of moving the mace.
No, I agree that if we say that Shah and the Rif, yeah, they say it because mm-hmm. I'm saying it's different than, let's say, Yom Tov and Girl, but like,
Correct. If you read the Rif that way, I think that's the most literal way to read the Rif, but as you saw, many Rishonim understand the Rif as basically saying the Chiluk of the Baal Yatosfos, which is, let's say that's what the Ramban reads the Rif. Which is the chiluk between the tzav davar mutter and the tzav davar asur. The Rif itself is ambiguous. Again, I would have said that's the easiest to read. The Baal HaMor says, objects to the Rif. He says that there's really only one meaning to the word tiltum and atzad, and al karchacha, it's a steer and sugyos. This Gemara sounds like we'd be machmir, not gemara, sometimes we'd be nekel, or nekel. The Ramban accepts the chiluk of the Baal Yatosfos. He has interesting lashon over here in the Chamos says, you know, just like the word muksa has many different meanings, so too tiltul min atzad could have very many meanings. In other words, tiltul min atzad doesn't have to mean the exact same thing in each and every place. Just tell you a diuk now in this Ramban that you'll remember for 5 minutes from now. The Shema Mina Dishani Tiltul Tashmish Hatsar Nanua Hakash. In other words, because an Ishmael's wife and here against the conventional rule of the Rosh, no hatcher to tilt the info. In the back of a minute, this is the Rabbi, my time I have territory, my territory, my Sha'am, my Lord, Sha'am, my Tilt, my Mitzah, my Yenu Yodeka came, Hello Gam, Kol Moksa Mikra Moksa, Yesh Moksa Machmas Mios, Yesh Moksa Machmas Isser, Yesh Moksa Machmas Vizam Kiss, Yesh Moksa Machmas Shilu Atir Midaito. Sounds like over here that Moksa Machmas Chan Kiss is not just because of Atir Midaito. I think the Ramban might be Lashitasu, we'll get back to that later. In other words, some understand that Moksa Machmas Chan Kiss is Moksa Machmas Shemach Atir Midaito because of its value, its fragility, its Yichud Makom. Sounds like he's saying two different things. Yesh Ein Daito Olav Klau, the Mongolish and Simukim, and maybe we have Shimon agrees. Yesh Einu Matzeu Mitzvah Kolka, Yesh Mitzvah Matzvah Mitzvah. Fine. And then he says, quotes the Chas Beit Zarfatim. It's been interesting. You see maybe a little difference in the formulation in the Mochamos in the Chidushim over here. The Rosh over here, I'm going to get back to it in a moment, introduces a very important idea beyond this chilk between the Tzav Tavah Mutar, Tzav Tavah Aser, which is the concept of tiltul b'gufo. This conventional reading, it sounds like what he's saying. You see, one issue here, and we'll go a little quickly because we're anyway, maybe we'll have to finish this up a little more tomorrow, but some Rishonim, you'll notice, ask from the case of Kash, and some don't. And there's a debate, and this is going to be what this debate is. What's the case of Kash? Is the case of Kash where you want to use the Kash like for a pillow? Kash is muksa, because it's miyachdo lahasaka. Do you want to use it? Or do you want to get it off your bed? Well, you know what? We'll say it like this. I know we're out of time and I'm not being clear now. So let me present a question and then we'll start discussing this question a little bit and then we'll finish discussing this question tomorrow. So, the Rishonim, as you all saw, asked the Kasha and the Stira. The basic answer that most accept is, again, the Hatter, the Chiluk between Tiltul Min Atzad Tzav Tavah Aser versus Tiltul Min Atzad Tzav Tavah Mutar. So let me ask you a question. What would you say about the following Shaila? Let's say I want to do Tiltul Min Atzad to use the Muksa in a permissible way on Shabbos. I'll give you an example. Let's say, as Magen Avraham's example, I have a candle on the table. So we already know a candle is Muksa, right? Flame is muksa, the candle is the basis to the flame. But my table, let's say, isn't a basis, right? For example, I had a challah on my table also at the beginning of Shabbos. The table isn't a basis. I need to see something in my room. I can't find my cufflinks. So I can't carry the candle, right? Can I carry my table into my room? So now the candle will be in my room, and I'll be able to find my cufflinks. Do we say that's Tiltul Min Atzad Tzav Tavah Mutar or Tzav Tavah Aser? Do we say Tzav Tavah Mutar? There are a lot of fine cufflinks. covering Sarah, a big mitzvah of Shabbos. And I haven't figured out why yet exactly. It's the old fashioned of Shabbos, the candles. Or do we say, no, Tzarech Davar Mutar, this is a Tzarech HaKandle, a candle of Aser. It's a Shabbat. I'm going to run this question. So, I think it's a machlokas we showed him. And we'll talk about what this machlokas might be about. Rashi, Kufs of Dalit and Dalit, we'll get there soon. But the Gemara over there has a bunch of cases of old Tanaic texts that took place before they made the kulas from the Chen. And one of them is a Nagar Shish Brosho Bustura. And at least the simple reading of Rashi is you can't simply move it, because even though it's a klish machtelis, it's a chufo, because you want to use it as a lock, but this is before they were matir, klish machtelis, it's a chufo. So what do? Shom tom imakum lemakom. You do tiltum and atzad. So you're allowed to do tiltum and atzad to what? To use this davar aser. In other words, tiltum and atzad letzorech, so I'm assuming now Rashi holds it l'chilak, which he doesn't, but Rashi holds it l'chilak. So tiltum and atzad letzorech hamuksa, l'shtanish b'muksa, b'gedr, tiltum and atzad tzorech davar aser. Along similar lines, you can prove it from the Ritva and the Rid. They say the following. What's the halacha? It's the Gemara later on, cooking and base. You have a basket. The basket has a hole in it. You plug up the hole with a stone. The stone's muksa. So you're allowed to move the basket, even if it's empty, with the stone, because you want to fill up the basket on the other side of the room. You're moving the stone. It's tiltum and atzal, it's tzarech davar mutar. That's what they say. Some Rishonim say it's mutar because the Avin is bought down to the basket, so it's not, there's no muksa. But the Ritva, the Rit, they say that just because it's tiltum and atzal. But one second, why tiltum and atzal, tzarech davar mutar? What's the mutar? The stone, using the stone. So you see, that tiltum and atzal, it's tzarech davar mutar, is mutar. So that's what some Rishonim hold. However, the Rush that you also overhear doesn't seem to hold that. Why? Because the Rush, after making the chiluk between tiltum and tzad tzad mutar and tiltum and tzad tzad aser, asks for the pairs of kasha levi amita. Why are you allowed to be menaneya begufo the kasha levi amita? Now the Rush, what does that mean? The way Rashi explains that Mishnah. And the Rush also seems to be assuming this. It means you have this kash on your mita, you want to use it as a pillow. But it's muksa. How is that mutter? That's tiltum and atzad, letzorech davar ha'aser. That's the Rush's kasha. So that's the Rush, and this is the conventional reading of the Rush, the simple reading of the Rush, the Beis Yosef, and the Rishonim, the Achronim, not the Chazon Ish. Maybe we'll talk about the Chazon Ish another time. But the Rush says, oh, I'll tell you, this is a different kula. This is not the kula of tiltum and atzal tzarech davar mutar. This is a kula of tiltul begufo klachar yad, which is mutar even l'tzarech davar aser. In other words, tiltul min atzad l'shtamish b'muksas nigdar is what? Is what? Not tiltul min atzal tzarech davar mutar, but tiltul min atzal tzarech davar aser, which is why he's forced to come up with a new category. Tiltum agufo. Tiltum min atzad means indirect movement. Tiltum agufo means moving, kicking it, or using your elbow or your shoulders. And that's mutter even l'tzarech davar aser. In other words, we have here a debate in the Rishonim. It's also a debate in the Poskim. I don't know if the Achronim and the Siachis of these Rishonim, maybe they are. But tiltum min atzad is l'tzarech davar. L'tzarech hamuksa, is that considered tiltum and atzad l'tzarech davar mutar or tiltum and atzad l'tzarech davar aser? Rashi, Rid, Ritva, all say it's tzarech and Magen Avram, all say it's considered tiltum and atzad l'tzarech davar mutar. Rush sounds like he's holding l'tzarech davar aser. Maybe Iran also, because the Iran gives a different answer to why it's he thinks you're getting the kasha off the bed. You want it off, not on. So what does this debate depend upon? So perhaps it depends upon the following very fundamental question in terms of Tiltum Netzach. There's two ways to understand the epic Tiltum Netzach. One way, which the Ritva states explicitly in a number of places, as well as a number of other mishnayos, is the following. Tiltum Netzach, Letzarch Tavar Mutar, is Mutar because they were Mekel, Letzarch Einik Shabbos. It is Tiltum Netzach. But they made a special leniency for Kavod Shabbos, for Tzarech Shabbos, for Einik Shabbos. It is tiltum, but it's an exception. It's a heter. So if the heter is for that reason, so then it should be mutter as long as it's a Tzarech Shabbos, whether it's l'shtamish b'muksa or l'shtamish b'eino muksa, in which case the Ritva would be l'shitasa explicitly. Because the Ritva says, what's the heter tiltum and atzad? The Tzarech Shabbos, l'onik Shabbos. And therefore the Ritva also says, tiltum and atzad l'shtamish b'moksa is what? Is mutter. What's the other way to understand it? So, the Chazon Ish says it's a different kula. The geder of tiltum and atzad being mutter when Tzarech Tavar Mutter is much more longish. Not like an exception. Your tiltum is misyaches to the mutter. In other words, it's not tiltum muksa. When it's tiltum and atzad, letzorach tavar mutter, so your tiltum is misyachis to the mutter. In other words, what am I doing? I'm indirectly moving the muksa, moving the mutter, and agav, the muksa comes along. So that's not tiltum muksa. But what would be, according to Chazon Ish, if you wanted to use the muksa? So of course, your tiltum is misyachis to the muksa, right? When I move the table, to move the candle to the room, you can't say my tiltul is misyachis to the table, not the candle. My whole point is to move the candle into the dark room so I can find my cufflinks. So what's the pshat in tiltul menatzad? Letzarech tavar amutter. It's a lamda shavard. It's not tiltul muksa. So of course it's aser if it's letzarech amuksa. Now I got the lashon. It sounds a little bit like that. Tiltum and atzad lo shmei tiltum. It's not tiltum. According to the Ritva, it's tiltum. It's mutter. Not the deal. It's the end of the world. On the other hand, the halacha that we said before works a little better. Like the Ritva we said before, that you have to do niur if you can. If you hold, it's like it is tiltum, but it's a heter. So you can understand why we're more mako. You know, we try to do our best to minimize. If you hold that it's lo shmei tiltum, so what difference does it make? If this is tiltum and atzad, it's mutter. The tiltum misyachis to the heter. The Chazon Ish, you have to say, no, the pshat is that once I could do neither, I could do less and I do more, so now my tiltum misyachis to the yisr. It's a more of a fancy pshat. Anyhow, I'll give you one more interesting application, then we'll flesh some of this out first thing tomorrow. But first thing in church tomorrow. But there's an interesting discussion whether or not you're allowed to go ahead. Let's say I have some nuts, shells that are mucks on the table. Could I take my knife and use my knife to push them off onto the floor, into the garbage, whatever it is? The Taz is Makel, he says, this Tiltum Netzach, Letzarech Tavar Mutter. Chazon Ish says, Ma Pitom. Can't say that this is your tiltul is misyaches to the heter. My whole point of moving the knife is to move the garbage, is to move the muksa, right? This is a knife and this is muksa. Can't say, oh, this tiltul is misyaches to the heter. This. No, of course it's misyaches to the yisr. Chazon Ish is all she tells them. So what does the Taz hold? However, the Taz is saying, no. This is indirect movement. Let's talk Shabbos. On a Shabbos, I want a clear table. I want a mutter. Taz also holds like this. Shulchan Aruch Chabad also disagrees with the Taz, but for different reasons. He says it's because it's like Yad HaRichba. It's not even talking about that. But this question comes up here. Now, here you might see, even though this is Machlokas Achronim, again, like known as Machlokas between the Taz versus the Chazon Ish, Shulchan Aruch Chabad. But this also might be a big machlokas Rishonim. Rishonim clear about why is it mutter to sweep on Shabbos? Because when you sweep, you're moving around muksa. Right, it says taka, it's aser. Leaving aside the issue, let's imagine there's no issue of hashvas gurus, like an paved floor in the city where the floors are paved. So the Ravid says, talk, if you're, you know, when is it mutter to sweep? It's only mutter to sweep edible things like, you know, crumbs. You know, when I sweep after the table, after the Sudan Shabbos, it's all food. It's all food. It's, half the main course ends up on the floor. It's okay, so that's mutter. But let's say you're sweeping up dust and dirt, that would be awesome, that's what Ravid says. Other Rishonim are makel. But why? Ramban in one answer says, Graf Shalvei. So you see the Ravid in that answer, the Ramban, say, assuming what? Against the Taz, right? But the Ramban in another answer, another Rishonim, say no, because it's Zotam Natsal, it's Zotam Ramotar. Where do they learn? It's only Shabbos, Father Shabbos, like the Taz. Like that Ritva. So this debate, and again, maybe we'll flesh out, we'll do some other examples of this, but this debate about the fundamental nature of the Hefer Tzibur Matzah comes up in many places. And again, we'll see it time and time again as we go through these